This is Morning Edition. We've heard a lot about potential Russian manipulation of the 2016 presidential election. Now there's concern about shadowy online electioneering filtering down to the state and local level. This comes in the aftermath of a high-stakes state Senate race in Western Washington. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports from Olympia.
Suspicious Twitter and Facebook accounts were deployed to spread vicious attacks and distortions. These mostly targeted the Democrat in a race for control of the Washington State Senate that played out in Seattle's east side suburbs. The tech news site GeekWire first reported the evidence, which came from an anonymous cybersecurity team. They flagged multiple accounts as part of a larger project to identify what the researchers call computational propaganda efforts. Separately, the state campaign watchdog received one complaint about a fake Facebook page impersonating Democratic candidate Monica Dingra. Kim Bradford is the Public Disclosure Commission spokesperson.
It is the new frontier of campaign finance regulation, and I think in a lot of ways, fortunately, our laws are flexible enough to cover it. It's just a matter of figuring out how they will apply.
The state Senate Democratic campaign's political director says it's tough to say whether the shadowy social media attacks had any effect. The targeted candidate won her race handily. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.